감사합니다.
요거는
yeah. Got Layla and Bree. You got a nigga like me. Look to the left, you see those big old titties. Yeah, bust them. Bust, we freestyling today. Bust some, Bree. Bust some, yes, we, yes. Yes, yeah.
Hey, I don't know how to freestyle.
I know, you don't have to. Go ahead.
Hey, I don't know how to freestyle.
Just try it.
This bitch in front of me, wow. Hey, Layla on the left to me. Tariq in front of me, and I don't know what to say. Hey.
Go, Layla. Spit that shit. Rogue. What's your here we go.
I can't focus, cause Bree titties is so big. I just can't focus, cause Bree titties is so big. Go Bree, bust some things out. Go Bree, bust some things out. Go Bree, for the world to see. Go Bree, go Bree.
My titties.
Talking about them big boobies. Take them boobies to the movies. Them boobies look real groovy. Them boobies will soothe me. All right, we're making. All right, we're rapping about Bree's breasts for some reason today.
Shit.
No, they're not out.
I know they are kind of prominent today.
Yeah.
Maybe unintentionally.
Unintentionally, yeah.
They're subconsciously out.
Yes. They're making their presence known right now.
I just want some, though, Bree.
That's all. Layla want my breast out.
I ain't got shit over.
Man. All right, so what's going on, fam? Welcome to Ism Radio. Today's show is brought to you by 1804movie.com. That's where you can get the movie 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti. Also is brought to you by The Art of Mackin. Not artofmackin.com. You can get the book, The Art of Mackin, at Amazon and barnesandnobles.com. And we're here with the ladies over here to my right. Your left, we have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
What up?
All right.
Yo.
Everybody.
Yes. And over here we have Miss Layla looking chocolatey.
Hey,
and
almond-y. Like three shades darker, straight up. I like when I tan, though.
Yes.
I feel like
a little bitty.
Very tropical.
Compact Naomi Campbell over here chilling. Man, so what y'all been up to this week, guys?
I was fooling with y'all.
Yes.
Like 4 in the morning.
I know.
It'll sound crazy, but
I was fooling with y'all at 4 in the morning. I got quiet. Like, yes. Look, I wasn't there, guys.
Okay, it sounds crazy, but Tariq was doing his video.
We're doing a new Meek Slide video, and they came through, and we had a good ass time.
With our cameo. He always give us a crazy cameo. Wait till y'all see the part that we play in this video.
That's
wait till y'all see.
I know.
Cause I'm like,
really?
Is that really what we doing right now?
I know. I didn't expect that. The director was like,
right.
I was in a car being chauffeured, and it was real hoes trying to choose on the track out there. We were driving around Hollywood,
and we were one of them.
They were supposed to be just girls coming from the club, because there were people from the club.
There
was a lot of people in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And the director was like, okay, go up to the car.
Okay. Like, what are we doing
now? What are y'all doing? Okay, run after the car.
Yeah. Like, he's like, wait,
and Layla started running in heels like a little mini hoe. I'm like, what the hell? I'm dying laughing in the car.
He was crying laughing.
Oh my
like,
God.
Wait, did you know the director had us dancing on the side of the
I didn't know that. No.
Okay, it was like a little breakfast spot, right where we were standing, and while we were waiting for you to come around, he was like, hey, just boogie and dance on the corner. I was like, really? That's what we was boogie. It was just
on
crazy.
The corner,
oh my God.
Grooving. Okay.
In club wear looking like some street walkers.
With no music. I was like, what is happening?
And you know, you just gotta play your role.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We made it do it the day. He said action, we said action.
Yes, but we had a good ass time. We had a lot of fun that day at the house. The house was real nice where we filmed.
Hell yeah.
And
the girls were nice too.
Yeah.
I like the girls you hired.
Oh, yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah, they were. They were better than the last. You need the air.
Bree's gonna see the air on. Yes, I'm sweating like a motherfucker.
Where
right
did Fatima go? She
She went to an audition. She has an audition.
Okay,
you know, I let her
and
off.
Then she cut the air off.
I know. I think on an instinctive level. Was it off, Bree? Oh,
75?
Hell no.
That's the heat.
Put that shit on 62.
Fatima had it on 75.
Because Fatima, y'all know my assistant, is like, she weigh 100 and fucking pounds. She's slim as hell, so she be in here cold. And it's hot.
We be sweating.
We be in here sweating, and then she don't like the air on. Ooh. All right. It came on. There we go.
Let's have a field day.
Yes. All right, so what is going on? What's happening out here in the streets, Bree? I put it right on your ass.
Yeah, Bree.
Right on your ass.
Shit.
Let me get my story together.
All right, let's get it. We're going to go to Layla then. So, Layla, what's happening out here? Let's see if Layla got
it together. I'm ready. Okay. Y'all heard the little Steve Harvey scandal, allegedly?
Oh, what happened
with
Steve?
I ain't heard nothing about Steve.
What? Oh my goodness.
What happened?
So allegedly, his wife is she didn't file anything. She didn't.
Okay.
Major. Well, I forgot. Oh, I can never pronounce her name. Majorie. Harvey?
Marjorie.
Lord have mercy, Layla.
I'm tired and drained. Yeah, she didn't file anything yet, but people are saying if she decides to divorce Steve Harvey, I'm gonna tell you why. She's thinking about it. She'll get $400 million.
Damn, Steve.
Divorce for what?
Okay. She's been jealous, and this could just be, I don't know, she could be being above and beyond extra.
Yeah.
But he's been hanging out a lot with Kris Jenner. That's his really, really good friend.
Really? Yeah.
Y'all ass Mike.
Yeah, Kris Jenner is a very good, they do hang out a lot, but supposedly Kris is like, I don't, we're not anything. Basically, she gets TV advice from Steve Harvey because, you know, she had a little TV show before and she, you know, Steve is doing well. He has like 5 TV shows. So obviously he knows what he's doing. So she's just like, that's her mentor, basically. And Marjorie.
Kris Jenner don't need no damn mentor.
That's what I said.
She finessed all her kids to millionaires.
That's what I said. She don't need no mentor.
So what else is happening between Steve and
Right. Kris? And, you know, Steve has a wondering eye anyway because, you know, this is his third marriage. He left his first wife when she was pregnant with twins.
I love you, Steve,
but I'm sorry. That's what you did.
That's what you did.
And then the second wife, he left her for Marjorie.
I mean. And that second wife was real bitter. She was bitter for years about that.
You know
shit.
Why she was bitter, though? Because she was with him when he had $0.
Yeah.
And then when he came up, he upgraded to Marjorie. And then there you go.
And now he about to upgrade to a white lady.
Right. When he get on, he'd ask for a white girl.
And you know, they said Marjorie was a trap queen. You know,
yes,
you know her history. Yeah, she was fucking with some D-boys down there in Memphis somewhere, right?
Yes.
Guess what?
Bougie, classy ass Marjorie.
No. Oh man.
Do you know one of her kingpins that got life just got out?
Oh.
They overturned his case, and
she gonna get a divorce, take that money, and let him flip it.
He fine, too. He an older fine man. I was like, damn, okay.
That was too much.
He looked better
than
Steve.
I was not expecting you to say any of that. Their marriage looks so legit.
But the thing is, this is my thing. I always say this. I say, if a guy leaves you for another woman,
of course.
Why don't you think he's gonna do that to you? I never understood that.
Well, maybe some women they want to play their role and get what they can get out of the situation. They don't
some women think they shit is gold and he ain't. That shit don't matter. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they don't understand that.
Damn.
Look at people's personality traits and go from there.
Damn, well, hopefully they get that together. Steve holding $400 million? He's holding like that?
Do you know how many shows this fool has?
He has a lot of shows.
He has books.
Yeah.
He has shows. He has syndicated radio shows. That fool is banging. He's rich.
Damn.
And no prenup, so yeah, she needs a lot of money.
God damn. Well, good luck to Steve.
She was a...
You had good luck to Steve.
Steve's gonna have to get one of them kilos from her ex. To make ends meet if shit get fucked up.
I hope she just stick it out.
Hopefully they get it together.
Man.
So Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Have you guys been keeping up with Basketball Wives?
I haven't. Not even watched one. I'm so bad.
So I'm gonna give y'all this tea.
Please.
But I need for y'all old asses to keep up with all the shows.
I normally watch it. I just haven't had. I'm gonna binge watch it.
Okay, so they extremely messy this season, but I'm bringing this up because there's a touchy subject that came up. So, you know, Evelyn and Ocho Cinco had their domestic violence situation when they were married.
Mm-hmm.
And it resurfaced this season because her and Jennifer's beef, you know, they had their little thing and Jennifer was walking around talking a whole lot of shit about her. So she started a rumor. I don't know if it was a rumor or not, but she started a rumor saying that, like, her... Evelyn played a big part in Ocho putting his hands on her. You was doing shit for this man to put his hands on you. And then Tammy, they all are attacking her.
Attacking Jennifer?
Attacking Evelyn.
Evelyn, okay.
Yeah. So another rumor came out that Evelyn was sleeping with Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, damn.
So they spread that rumor along with her and Ocho Cinco and all of this and then brought it up to Shani. And this was like a year ago.
Do you think Shani believes that?
No, I don't think she believes it. Just from watching the show, like, you could see her face. She's like, she was torn. She was like indifferent. Like, why would y'all wait this long to tell me? Because they've been knowing for a year. Over a year. It's like, why would you wait to this opportunity to tell me that? So that's why she didn't believe him. But then Evelyn started crying and like pouring her heart. I would never do that to you. You know what I'm saying? The situation just played out the way it played out. But then I said all that to say, did y'all see Miss Decordon?
Yes, I did. The football player.
Yeah, this came out.
That's messed up. I see her. I follow her on Instagram.
Now, who is she? I saw something about that, but who is she?
She's his girlfriend. Yeah, she's the girlfriend of the football player. I cannot think. What is his first name?
Is it Leroy?
McCoy?
Don't ask Layla, because Layla be getting names all fucked up.
It's LaShawn.
Yeah, LaShawn.
She said LeRoy. God damn.
She was close.
I was close. Thank you, Brie. No, I was close.
So she's the girlfriend of LaShawn McCoy, which is a football player for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Star football player.
Mm-hmm.
And she put a post up today of her face beaten, blood everywhere.
That just happened, what, yesterday? Or is that an old pic?
No, this is today. Like, So I don't know if it happened overnight, because she posted a picture on her Instagram yesterday, and she was fine. You know, makeup done, all this, but the caption read, like, all you women want to try so hard to steal somebody else's life or steal somebody else's man. You don't know what that person is dealing with.
So she
posted that before anything even happened. I'm sure something probably
happened.
Maybe
he's seen it and got in his feelings or something?
I don't know, but it looked like he beat the brakes off this girl.
God damn.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture?
Look at that picture.
No. God damn.
He beat the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn. Okay.
And then turned around and released a statement. Then he turned around and released a statement today and said he was nowhere near this situation.
So why is her face, what would be her excuse for her face looking like that if it wasn't
there
him?
There is no excuse, because everybody was like, well, did she get into, she looked like she'd been in a car accident. That's how bad she looks. And he's like, for the record, I was nowhere near. I had no direct contact with any of these people.
Did you see what her friend posted on, I don't know if it was Instagram or Twitter, but she basically said his personality traits.
Yeah.
She was like, He beat his dog.
Yep.
He beat his child.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, and he's on steroids. He's on drugs and all that
God
shit.
Damn.
Like, taking steroids, exposing him.
Oh, and this nigga's on some bullshit.
Yeah, it's a wrap for him.
Yeah.
His career is over.
You can't be beaten.
Speaking of basketball wise, Jennifer, wasn't she going to court for some shit? She was
being stalked
or some shit by somebody. Yeah. Was it the dude from Sweetie Pie?
Yep.
Hilarious.
That's what she said.
Wait,
the son?
Tim. Yeah. Right? Is Tim? Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah, yeah. She said he was stalking her.
Oh, Lord.
And then she's not the first person to say that. Like, his previous girlfriend said that about him, too.
He be stalking chicks?
Yeah. Like, on some extra shit.
That big wide hip nigga be out here stalking women.
He do got some hips, boy.
I know.
Damn,
he got the biggest hips on a nigga I've ever seen in my life.
No, I can't be attracted to that. No.
You wouldn't like a big hip nigga with.
No, you cannot have hips.
Absolutely not.
Sometimes I can't even take a big booty. Like, I can't. Men do not supposed to have big asses.
No, I disagree. Now, if you have
so a y'all don't want a nigga with childbearing hips like Tim.
No, I take a booty though. I don't mind a booty.
It's got to be a workout booty.
Okay.
Like a football booty.
So not a nigga with a booty like Buffy the Body.
Cause this dudes, they got big fat booties, and it just that don't even make sense. Your booty can't be fatter than mine.
Sorry, I can't.
Y'all big booty niggas out here campaigning for ladies.
Yes, big booty niggas that cry. Speaking of, cry,
who cries?
Who's crying? No, what a big ass nigga crying for?
No, cause you don't make me think of it. My homegirl, and I'm not gonna say her name or nothing, but she went out on a date this week, and I was dying to ask Tariq this, because remember I was saying I don't mind if a guy cries.
Yeah.
I really don't. However, I do mind if a guy cries on the first date. She went out on a blind date with this guy.
On the first date.
She met him on the internet. Went out on a blind date with him.
Damn.
They went to dinner, and you know how you sit and talk in the car afterwards, a little chatted up. She said they got so deep, they talked for like 2 hours in the car. He went and just started bawling, girl, about his whole life. He's been through a lot.
Oh yeah, that's
his
a red flag.
Dad beat him, like all, and he cried. What do you think about a guy crying on a first date?
That's too much. You don't want a nigga who's just that emotional. Period.
Is that
on a first date? That's too much. That's a dude just looking for a therapist instead of a relationship. He needs somebody to comfort him. So that's kind of a red flag. A person like that kind of needs to be on their own until they get their little issues together, because if he's already crying on the first date, this nigga, you don't know what he's gonna do once he gets in the relationship. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
That's true, but kudos to opening up, because you have to pry a nigga open.
I think he liked her too, because she is a therapist. That's the funny part.
Oh, damn.
Isn't that weird?
That's interesting.
Yeah. So that's a horse of a different color.
Yeah, that's something else. Maybe she used some of her expertise to bring
that's
nigga.
That's what I told her.
Yeah. Oh, so what were they talking about?
I don't think he watched the show. Hopefully not, because I want him to know. But I'm like, I hope he don't watch the show. But they were just talking about like his father, like beat him as a child. He was abusive to his mom and like stuff like that. That can really affect you.
Okay.
And I was talking to a dude for 5 years, and it took him 5 years to tell me like he had issues with his dad.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
So like that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like it's kudos to him for being able to open up about that. But damn, the first blind date.
So let's say that, you know, you got with a dude and you were talking deep and you wanted to get deep into his shit, and then you brought out some emotions in the guy and he just broke down. You know, he tried to fight it. He broke down. Would you still give him that respect? You know what I'm saying? Depending.
On the first date?
On the first date. Then he like, God damn, Bree.
Wait, is this before she gave up? Is this before or after?
Your titties remind me of my grandma. He started sound like Dennis Rodman. The food was so good. It was a birthday. I'm going to take you to beat ducks on the beat. So, yeah. So, if a nigga just broke down.
Get on my nerves. Y'all, Tariq, get on my real nerves. I hope y'all know.
And then he apologized the next day. He's like, hey, bro, y'all was tripping, man.
You know, gotta be sweating.
You know, I was on a date with you, and I ain't never had that kind of conversation before. So, he apologized. So, would you be like, all right, nigga?
You know, I wouldn't totally write him off. I'll probably just slow it down a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what speed we going at, but I would try and, like, pump the brakes.
Wait,
why
would you slow it down? Because...
Just to give him time to sort through his feelings. Because I'm not a therapist. So right. I'm gonna take a lot of that shit on. You know, us mm-hmm. as Sagittarius, mm-hmm. we try and take people's problems and mm-hmm. heal them, you know, yeah. work that shit out. So, mm-hmm. nah.
Damn, wow.
Man. Well, Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Oh, Lord. Did y'all hear about the little, it's a little lightweight beef. 50 Cent every week, you know, he got that. Did you see that?
With him and Papoose.
That's
funny. That shit's so funny.
That is so hilarious. So 50 made a comment and he said, wait, hold on, let me go.
He made a comment about Remy Ma. Remy Ma lost a lot of weight, and Remy looks very good.
She does
look good. And I didn't even recognize her at first, but he was like, yeah, damn, look, Remy lost weight. And what was
He didn't even say nothing disrespectful.
I don't think it was disrespectful. No, I don't think like, well, she looks good.
You look good or whatever. Something like that, yeah.
So it wasn't like I'm trying to get with you and nothing like that, But Papoose, you know, he what did Papoose?
He was like, hey, Slim. That's what he said. Okay. He was like, hey, Remy, you lost a lot of weight. Hey, Slim. That is kind of getting, like, lightweight.
Yeah.
That's some New York shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Slim, to your wife on Instagram, Toddy.
Thinking about that. If somebody say some shit like that, you're like, hey, damn, nigga, you know, let me check this nigga before he goes to another level. But ladies, for example, like, your dude, he's all, you know, he's at the gym and some chick like, hey, Mr. Buff dude. You know, how would you feel about that?
That's a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
I call people buff daddy all the time. But I be saying it as a joke.
And your dude, though, if it's your dude and another chick, though. You understand?
And she called him buff daddy?
Yeah.
Damn.
You know what, though?
When it's on you,
I gotta watch my mouth now because I call people buff daddy hard as hell.
You gotta watch that girl.
Yeah.
It depends on who it's coming from, though. Like, right, I feel like 50 is a goofball, and I love him for that. And I feel like, okay, it's coming from 50 Cent. Like, he's just chilling.
He's a goofball, but he's still hella disrespectful. So you just know what, you never know what angle 50 coming from.
Yeah.
Right.
So Papoose had to step in and check his ass.
Yeah.
But then after that, 50 went back and checked his ass and was like, don't holler at me, nigga, until you start paying some bills.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He go below the belt every time.
He's Kansas hit below the belt.
I know. 50's going in, so that's funny as shit. So hopefully they get, you know, past all that stuff.
And 50 blocked her.
I know. He said he blocked her.
He's so petty.
I know. Man, so what else is happening out here, Bree?
So
I'm still hot.
It's hot as hell in here.
In light of 50, I cranked the air up as high as it goes.
Yeah.
Damn.
So just to continue on with 50.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know if you guys saw the Tierra Marie drama.
Lord. What's going on with that?
We was watching it the night. Remember?
Yeah. So, it came out the night we were at the video shoot. So, apparently, she released her tape. Who said that?
Right.
Who said it? I need a damn trophy or a medal or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the exposed award goes to.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
I said
it from jump. Mm-hmm. The girl, she released her own tape. So the person that put her out there was Milan.
Yeah.
So Milan was a former member on Love. Is he going to be on a new season?
Yeah, he is.
He is?
Yep.
He's a former member of Love and Hip Hop. And apparently, like, him and Tierra was really, really close. And they sat around and planned this, her releasing the tape. Mm. And then once it come out, and then she says him. I mean, she said it was Akbar and 50 and trying to sue all these people. So they they recorded her having this real-ass conversation. And the thing I don't like about it is that she looked like she was in a very vulnerable position, just like super raw, super open. Like, they record her, she don't have no makeup on, her hair's not done,
real pipish, a little bit sort of low-key pipish. Drunk
and but you can't, you still can't even be mad at somebody trying to get their truth, you know what I'm saying, because you have a lawsuit out against me. I'm gonna do whatever I got to do to get this evidence to you know, to get this shit up off of me. So they recorded her, it was pretty.
Yeah, so that lawsuit ain't going nowhere.
It ain't going
that
nowhere.
Thing ain't going
and
nowhere.
Then 50 reposted it.
He was like, hell no.
50 reposted it. Look what these people do for TV. But he was right, and I was right as well.
So,
You can tell it was some shit for ratings. It's something to for the show. It's the big horse and pony show.
Yeah, but then it looked like she's really bothered by it. You know, like, it's looked like it's really
think
affecting her
She's
life.
An entertainer slash actress. And she's on
that
drugs.
That didn't look like it was that. She's on
allegedly.
Drugs.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Like, allegedly.
Allegedly. Shit. Allegedly.
Don't get
oh
a,
my God.
Don't get Lisa Bloom up here on our ass. Allegedly.
I'm
allegedly.
Just going by her hairstyle. Yeah.
Oh, shit. She on drugs.
She had a crack bundle. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That didn't look. She didn't look like she was acting to me.
Man. Yeah. When does the new Love and Hip Hop come out?
I want to say in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, I think it's like the 21st or the 23rd
or
something
like
that.
Yeah, like a week or so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So.
Normally I don't watch, but I'm about to watch this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm watching
Did y'all see they talking about Brandy was a surrogate for Princess and Ray J?
Really?
That's the drama between them.
No, but I seen Princess pregnant.
You saw her in person pregnant?
No.
They've been saying Brandy carried that baby, girl.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Because Brandy done got thick than him up overnight. Brandy done got real chunky. She looks good. It looks good on her. But yeah, Brandy got real chunky. But people be putting conspiracy theories out there.
Yeah, but then once Princess had the baby, Brandy started losing weight. You ain't paying attention to that?
No.
She's starting to lose weight.
But people always got some kind of pregnancy conspiracy, like with Beyonce. Remember they said she had a fake pregnancy, like her stomach ain't real. And all right, where the fuck Blue Ivy come from?
Right.
You know, so that's interesting.
Is that some entertainment shit? Like, do people do that?
If you have a health problem.
To keep
problem,
your body?
No,
I'm talking about to keep your body.
I mean,
Kim,
I feel like they do. It's supposed to be for health reasons, though.
But there's always pregnancy rumors or conspiracies about artists. Just like with Janet. You know, there used to be there's still a conspiracy about her having a secret child somewhere before the new.
That little girl?
But way before the little baby.
You remember that girl that came out?
She
was
like 17
or
18. The girl that came out and said she was Janet's
daughter. Oh, not that.
The booger bear?
Yeah, the big booger bear was like, I'm Janet Jackson's daughter.
We right.
This motherfucker like 48 years old. Like, okay, you the same age as fucking Janet. But no, for years they say, you know, she had a kid by one of the, by James DeBarge. And
yeah,
the baby.
One of the DeBarge.
Yeah, so they've always had rumors about people and
that's
kids.
Messed up. You can't even have a baby the regular way.
I know.
Somebody starting to
I know.
Rumor.
I know.
Right, that's super crazy.
Man, so what else is happening out here, Layla?
What is happening? Oh, damn, I have my phone up. You all have me off guard.
Oh, you got you stay ready. You ain't got to get ready.
Here we go. Shut up. y'all here. I'm so tired of Twitter and Instagram beef. Can we get along, folks? The little Instagram Twitter beef against, I think it was Instagram actually, Tamar and Tank.
What happened with that? It was something about Tamar's band.
Okay, so Tamar's band didn't show up to an event. And I'm assuming that Tank actually knows these guys or maybe worked with them before. And he was basically just went back at her on Instagram and was like, yo, no, these guys are good dudes. Don't talk about them and blah, blah, blah. And then Tamar was like, look, the only way that a nigga would speak on anything is if you're a queen. Like, she was calling the nigga a queen, and he was like, I'm not gonna get in. And then she was like, she basically went on a whole thing talking about, yeah, you like your ass eating Tank, so sound like a queen to me, and all this shit. And then Tank went back and was like, well, ain't nobody eating your ass anyway.
Yeah,
so
nobody would even eat your nasty ass.
Like, it was just so ratchet. I don't know why.
And random.
Tamar,
just, yeah.
And random as hell. So I don't know why Tamar is always in the news, and I like her though.
Yeah, I like Tamar. She vents a lot of stuff on Twitter. I remember the funniest thing she said when she was going after Toya. You know, her and Toya were beefing, and she called her paperback Toya.
Wait, what? Why paperback?
Because all her books are paperback.
Oh, damn.
What's wrong with a paperback? paperback book. What the hell?
Obviously, it's something wrong.
Yeah, is there something wrong with a paperback book, Tyree?
It's like, no, it's like basically, I guess she's saying that the books are like cheap or whatever.
Oh,
she
comes, shit.
She ain't got no real publisher.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's the kind of the implication. Like, she has no real publisher, so she's paperback shit. Toya putting out the little bullshit books or whatever. But Tamar goes in.
She's like a little baby 50.
Yeah,
Like, Tamar. She kind of gets below the belt, too.
But, yeah, hopefully they get it together. From what I understand, the band was down at in New Orleans at Essence. Everybody was down at Essence. That was I wish we were down there during the time. We were at Jazz. It was Jazz Fest.
We wouldn't have been able
there.
To get shit done if we was down there.
I know.
Just way too many people.
Man.
That's nice. I want to go. I want to see Mary.
Yes.
Mary. Did you see that Mary J. Blige?
No. Well, yeah, she did the Mary J. Blige video?
No. She did a whole. Remember that day Brie was dancing? When I tell you Brie got Mary J. Blige down.
Wait.
Her dance down. Right here.
It's on the gram?
At Essence Fest, yeah. Oh,
no. Who? When was Brie dancing?
In y'all, here!
Oh, okay.
When I had on that all black.
I remember. I thought you made a video of it.
No, I wish I did. Yeah. I did a side-by-side. That shit was crazy. I swear to God, that shit was dope.
Mary be getting it the fuck in with them little flicked-ass dances.
Does she have a new man?
Does she?
I don't know.
I hope she do, because that her piece of shit of a husband.
Yeah, he the bag out her ass, boy. Shit.
How much did he get from her?
How much did he get?
He got too many monies from her. Like, yeah.
Wasn't he her manager, right?
Yeah. You know. Oh. It's like, you know, that relationship manager type of thing. But yeah, he got.
That would have got it for a long time. No, that's sad that somebody could trick you for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Man, so Brie, what else is happening out here?
So Jada has a new episode of Red Table Talk.
I gotta
on Facebook.
See that.
Yeah,
so that's a very good show.
It is.
That shit is real good.
Yeah. The transparency on that show is like, oh my God, what the world's been waiting for. It's like, I can't. I don't know. It's ridiculous. But so, she sat down with her mom, Will Smith's blood sister, and August Alsina. This episode was about addictions. To drugs or alcohol or, you know, whatever your vice is. And her mom was addicted to drugs for a very long time. She said like 20 years.
Damn.
What?
Damn.
Yeah, she's got like 26 years clean.
Wow.
And, you know, she was just saying, you know, I was a very insecure child. You know, I didn't know where I belonged in the world. I couldn't really put anything together. And so my vice ended up being drugs. And she was like, it was something that I couldn't shake for a very long time. And then August Alsina said he was addicted to perks.
Yeah, he was doing perks all day.
I had no idea he was addicted to perks. I had no fucking idea. But he was like, you know, I was smoking and drinking every day, all day. And then he fell off the stage at a show and hurt himself really bad. And he said he was raining perks after that. Like he was raining perks. He was like, you know, and because he was a functioning addict, he didn't realize he was addicted to anything until he linked up with Jada and them. Because, you know, I don't know, I brought this story up before, that how he started hanging with their family all of a sudden. It was looking kind of suspect. Y'all don't remember? I really felt ways about, you know, just because people speak about how Will and Smith live their relationship life,
their
lifestyle. It's just like you would assume.
Do you think their connection is between August Alsina and Jada and Will?
Well, they basically, he asked them to, you know, can you help me with my problem, my addiction?
He reached out to them?
Yes, she said he came to a show for Willow and Jada, and they were performing in the UK or something. And he came to their show and was like, you know, I would appreciate if you would help me through this. He started talking to Jada and mentoring.
Why
me
them though?
Why them? That's random.
That's random to me.
That's like going to like, I'm gonna talk to Keith Sweat about my alcoholism. It's just
he's
a real random person.
It is random, but I don't know. Sometimes like you just feel a different connection with different people. Like I've met people and felt more connected to them than I felt like, you know, with people I've been knowing for years.
Right.
And you just try to explore that connection, and if you can get anything out of it, then why not?
Right.
And you know, a closed mouth ain't gonna get fed. And he was just basically saying, you know, like this is a he said before, like, they are a family that I've always looked up to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would want that type of lifestyle, that type of family.
And does he have any family?
Like, I believe, yeah, he does.
Yeah, but I know he had family issues.
He had some issues. Once he got on, it was about, you know, everybody was trying to be in his pockets.
Yeah.
And so Will Smith's blood sister, she said she's addicted to smoking weed. And, you know, a lot of people don't think they're addicted to smoking weed because it's legal and it's from the earth. And and she was just saying, like, you know, no,
that's how they justify that.
It grows from the earth. And then Jada's mom was like, poppies grow from the earth, like poppy seeds that make cocaine. So, but she was saying, you know, like, I smoke in the morning, I smoke before I go to work, I smoke on my break. After, she was like, anytime I come down from a high, I'm trying to get back up there.
Oh, damn.
Through weed. And I know people like that. And it's like, damn, are y'all addicted to weed?
Now, Bree, do you smoke?
I do smoke.
How often?
Not that much. No, I smoke recreationally. Like, if I'm out, or sometimes if I'm, like, too stressed, I'll smoke. But I'm not going to the store and buying weed every day. Like, no.
Now, Layla, do you smoke?
Honestly, I do, maybe like once a month, because I have really bad anxiety and I just bring it down and that's it. Because I don't like to smoke, but it definitely calms me down and then I can go on about my business. Like maybe once a month, just if my anxiety level is through the roof, I'll do it and that's it.
Have y'all ever tried any other drug besides weed? Just tried something.
I have not tried anything.
Nothing else.
No
cocaine, no crack, heroin.
No.
I mean, people experiment.
Yeah, I do. And I wouldn't.
No, you know why I'm too scared? Because I, like, literally, I'm like a lightweight anyway with alcohol. So any little thing I do, I'm thinking I'm going to die. I really do, because when I was 21, I remember my friend, back in the day, you called it ecstasy or whatever.
Yeah, y'all ever done ecstasy? Y'all ever tried that?
I tried a 1/4. Look, motherfuckers, I ain't got to tell y'all now. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Layla's explaining.
You was not about to tell us.
I know, I know.
I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I took 1/4 because I was too scared to take a whole one.
That means she took about 5 or 6 of them. But go ahead.
I'm like, I was like 100 pounds. Like, I was always very little.
Yeah.
So, I did not like the way that made me feel. I felt like I was going to die. And that's why, to this day, I would never try any drugs. Because I don't know why people, for me personally, do what you do. But for me, I don't want to feel like I'm about to die.
Now, have dudes ever tried to drug you? Or have you been, y'all been drugged? Nobody ever slipped nothing?
You know what? I thought I got drugged one time. But what I realized, and I didn't know, I was drinking Patron. I was out with some friends. And these were friends that I really didn't know. I didn't know them like that. But I was drinking Patron. And then they bought a bottle of champagne. And I drank that on top of it.
Oh,
and I didn't know you wasn't supposed to do that. So once I woke up and came to and didn't remember the night, I thought I got drugged.
Oh, damn.
But it was the champagne.
Champagne and alcohol? Yeah, girl, you will black out.
I did. That's what I'm saying. I had no idea. But I've never done anything else outside of weed.
Champagne,
like, I'm scared
alcohol.
I'm going to die. I'm going to be the dumbass that died when I take ecstasy.
Yeah, see, me too. That's why I said, nah, I'm good.
So y'all ain't never tried a Molly, none of that?
No, hell no. Hell no, because I'm too scared to die. I got shit to live
And then I'll be watching. I done seen movies where people will say it's Molly and it'll be some flesh-eating type of drug or some shit. You take that shit, now you all crawling on the ground with no clothes. Like, I just feel like that's going to be my destiny.
If I do some shit
like that. So I just be like, there's not a high I'm chasing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Hennessy's good enough for me, guys. I'm good with the Hennessy.
That's your drink of choice?
That's it. That's
What's
it
your
right
drink
there.
Of choice, Bree?
Jameson.
So the dark liquor. Two.
Yeah, and only one or two of them, and I'm good.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I am. Hella lame. I'm good enough.
Man.
I don't know.
So, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Oh, he got all in our business and tried to jump right back into the news.
Yes, I did.
Low key, too. We be like, he be like, oh, so bad of you. He all smooth with this shit, and you just pouring out your heart on slick. You know, damn, there's your boy who you need to get on the show. You already know who I'm about to talk about.
Who, Nas?
Yes. Mr. Queensbridge Venture Partners just did another big deal.
Yes.
For $100 million with Amazon. They did a pharmaceutical company. So, I mean, it's a pharmaceutical company that's with Amazon. So he partnered up with them. He invested in that. And $100 million later, there you go.
I think that's really dope. Nas been making some hella good deals, man.
Get him on
the
show.
So, do y'all agree? I mean, I get it. You know, a black man getting his money. But the pharmaceutical industry is, like, destroying people's lives.
It destroys and helps to a certain degree. You know what I'm saying? It's a double-edged sword.
So do rap song, but so do rock and roll. And so like everything is always has a result to it, a bad result. So I feel like
there's a positive and negative. You know, hopefully it'll be used for something positive.
Yeah, I hope so.
You dig?
People just abuse stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some pharmaceuticals can help, but they can hurt if you abuse them. So
exactly.
I guess. Oh, but one more thing about Nas. I want to mention this. I don't feel sorry. You know what? I ain't going to say this, but it's a DJ called DJ Nabs.
Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I remember him. He actually used to work with me at the station.
Okay.
I remember him from back in the day, and he had a girlfriend. Miss Santos that he was dating for a long time, and he just found out, and he went on social media and basically said that, yeah, Nas hit that. Okay. And hit his girlfriend.
While they were
why
together?
Why would he say that?
Because he's in his feelings. That's what I said.
Like, damn, why would you say some shit
why
like that?
Why would you say somebody hit your man, your woman? Like,
yeah, he said Nas hit that. And he's like.
Mm. Because what are you going to do about it at this point?
I know. And it
he's
ain't
just
Nas' fault.
Bitter.
Right. Yeah. It ain't. Right. Get your bitter ass out. Right. That's so unattractive.
But you know what makes it even worse? This is why I kind of don't. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. But when he got with his girlfriend, he had a girl he was dating already, a longtime girlfriend, and he left the longtime girlfriend. Actually, it was his wife, my bad. It was his wife for the girl.
Okay, that's very confusing.
Okay.
Okay, who left whose
DJ
wife?
DJ Nabs. Was married.
Was married, okay, there
okay.
we go.
He left Miss Santos for his wife.
Okay.
I mean, he left
his wife.
His wife for Miss Santos, and now she left him for Nas.
God damn. So is she dating Nas and Nas just, I don't
know. I think he smashed. I think he just smashed, but who cares?
Lord.
That man live his life, $100 million life.
Man.
But that's what they get for always wanting, like, you think you the only man that want foreign?
Yeah.
Right.
They swear, like, foreign is the best, and I got foreign this and foreign that, and everybody want that.
Right.
And then the right amount of dollars, who said it?
Hell is Miss Santos? Who is she? She an Instagram model or just
probably. Probably.
Okay.
Probably Instagram.
My goodness. Brie, what else is happening out here?
Instagram model. I got to pee.
Man.
You always got to pee, Layla. Layla
pee like a Russian.
It's the pissiest stomach I've ever met. Everywhere
we
go.
I have a baby bladder. I went to the doctor.
When we were on tour, every stop we made, we had to pull the damn Uber over. I got to pee. Everywhere.
At least you know my bowels
you clean.
Functioning
yes.
properly.
Yes.
So did y'all know that LeBron James got a mural in L.A. already that say King of L.A.?
Yeah.
Over
in Venice or Santa Monica somewhere, right?
Like, how is you just going to name this man the king that fast?
Oh, Lord.
I mean, he is King James. Yeah. So, but like King of L.A., I see why you say like Kobe might have an issue with
Kobe
this.
Has issues.
Yeah.
Low key.
But people are very excited about LeBron James coming out here. It's going to be a big revenue maker. I mean, these games, they're going to be sold out heavy. So it's
Like, you're going to call him the king
that
LA, fast?
And this thing
like,
played one game out here, but that's the
does
excitement.
Does Kobe have one? Does Kobe have a mural?
Dude, I don't know.
That says King of L.A.?
Right.
Two?
Like, he gave this city all 20, his years.
I know. They
poor
just
Kobe.
And they just throw a damn.
But that's how L.A. is. Just,
that's what I'm saying.
They ain't loyal for shit.
About L.A.
It's like
LA
no loyalty.
Loyal. So
these hoes ain't loyal.
These hoes, I'm telling you, they not. And then Kanye got a signed jersey from Rodman and posted it.
Oh, what?
Rodman.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Lord.
Biggest inspirations, always breaking barriers with independent thought.
God, coon on coon
that's
violence.
What I was
thinking.
Hey, they
are they brothers now? Like, dude.
Oh, God.
They have something in common.
Lord, they got cooning in common. Coon. That's what's
coon,
up.
Coon.
That's hilarious.
Is independent thought the new word for cooning?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like being a coon, it's like we're not thinking like the other black folks. So they think that they're doing something different. It's just old school cooning.
Old school cooning.
That's all it is.
What if something new is happening and there is such thing as independent thought?
Yeah, and there's nothing independent about cooning because they're cooning because they're getting something from the white supremacists.
Right.
So that's what it is.
Yeah.
And cooning is not new at all, but God bless Kanye.
He was so excited. I'm damn.
Hilarious.
Mm. Can we do the shiggy before we leave?
Only
if Tariq do it.
Tariq, do the shiggy.
I'm too big to be doing all that.
Yes,
shit.
Yes,
you know,
that's
Drake
why it's gonna be great.
Drake did it on. He did a concert last night. And he ended up doing it.
Yeah.
Oh Lord,
isn't that crazy?
That's what I'm gonna have Layla do it before
no!
we leave. Yes, yes.
Tariq,
y'all be doing the dance videos.
Yeah, so we got to get you in one with us.
Hell
yes,
no.
That's what I was thinking. Let's do a dance video with us, Tariq.
Do y'all think? My big black ass.
Yes.
It's about to be up there.
A whole lot of dancing. All you got to do
Lord,
is
y'all be bopping around and shit. No, Lord. No, that's
worry.
Y'all. We're going to take y'all on the Mink Slide Tour. Let y'all be some background dancers. Do that shit.
You see how he tried to do us?
Yeah, get it.
A few weeks ago, we couldn't go on tour with him.
No, what did I say y'all couldn't
you
go?
You always say that.
Yeah, y'all niggas ain't going.
Y'all ain't going
no. No, y'all be wanting to go like, can we go to London with you? Like,
hell yeah, that's a part
you
of
know how expensive that shit is? The promoter is barely paying for my shit.
Tell
and I know y'all bougie asses ain't going to like the food. I don't like these crumpets. I don't like no goddamn crumpets and tea.
I know he's not talking about bougie.
Yeah. I like crumpets. I don't know about Layla.
I like hot dogs.
Lord. Man, so Layla, what else is going on, Miss Layla?
What is going on? But wait, before we get back to the news, can I just ask you a question? Because I'll be writing down my little questions I'll be wanting to ask you.
Yes.
Because I had the dating scene so crazy, I just be wanting to know, like, what's going on with these dudes? So, what's his name? Offset made a comment, like, a few weeks ago about, like, it was in Rolling Stone magazine. He was basically saying, like, all you do, I feel like he has, like, four baby mamas or something like that. And he was, and people were saying he was shitting on them, but I don't think he was necessarily doing that. But he was basically saying Carly's his love and that every man should get them a successful woman.
Mm. Why do you call her Carly?
I know Carly.
Because she, I'm going to say Carly. I'm just go with
you
that.
You get on my nerves, so old auntie acting ass. No, I'm going to keep calling this girl what you want to call her.
I know.
I'm going to rename her Cardi. See, I said Cardi.
Yes, Cardi.
Cardi. Okay. So
when is she having that fucking baby? Cardi B's been pregnant for about 2 years now. This is going to be the oldest damn baby when it comes out. When is she having that baby?
Like, she said it's due soon.
It's due probably any day now.
Okay. And good luck to her.
I think she told us like way prematurely. So
probably,
it just
it just it seemed like that woman's been pregnant for the longest. Yeah.
Most people tell you like the last month, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, that baby's going to come out. I saw the penguin. The penguin's mating cycle starts.
You should Antarctica. Get a voiceover job.
It's going to be a Morgan Freeman baby. So what happened with Offset? So Offset said,
he was just saying, people were like, oh, he's shitting on his other baby's mamas because I guess he's saying that like she's successful and maybe the other ones weren't. So my question to you was, I feel like guys shy away from that. Do you feel like guys shy away from successful women that they feel like is doing a thing, or they want to be the breadwinner? Do they feel insecure about that?
I think some guys do. Actually, I think some guys do kind of feel a certain way about women who are very successful, because men like to kind of be the head of the household, and if a woman's already successful, that means, you know, she's used to being the head of the household, so there might be some clashing there. But if he's a successful dude, like, for example, like Will and Jada, if they have a certain dynamic where they become a power couple, I think that's different. I think Jada, I'd never seen her publicly try to act like a domineering person within the relationship.
True.
She seems like, she kind of plays her position as the wife, you dig? Whereas, with Oprah and Stedman, it looked like Stedman is
the wife.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's the stay-at-home wife, that type of shit. So a lot of dudes, they'll feel a certain way about that. But I don't think, certain dudes, if they're secure, they don't mind a power couple type relationship. Have you guys ever dated guys that you were doing a little better than and they were acting a certain way?
Yeah, I have too.
What were the dudes doing? What would they say?
For me, they were just acting very, like, just overbearing, like very just extra. Like,
they try to control everything.
I feel like they control everything and almost like kind of downplay you a little bit.
Yeah.
So you feel downplayed. Like,
yeah, they do it in a form of like jokes, like call you things.
Like what?
Just anything. Like anything that you would be insecure about. Like, you know.
Like you only got that position because you're a female. And you look good, or shit like that. Mm. Like, so you saying I'm not good? Like, you think I just got the job because
anything?
Like downplaying like why you got a certain position, basically.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. And shit like that.
So yeah, then try to do it in the form of jokes so it don't seem so offensive, or like you can laugh it off.
True.
Mm. But there's truth in all jokes.
Yeah.
I hear you, my nigga. I hear you.
Oh, man. Yeah, some insecure niggas out here. There's a lot of insecure dudes out here because a lot of dudes raised by single mothers, they ain't never really had a grown-ass man who's a boss be around them and just tell them how to not do things from an emotional standpoint all the time and not be intimidated by women. You dig? So a lot of guys don't know how to react with women who are doing their thing, women who are confident about themselves. A lot of dudes just don't know how to react to that because a lot of niggas, they fuck with hood rats. Niggas love, and I get on niggas about this all the time, niggas got hood rat flu out here.
They love
being around goddamn hood rats because hood rats, you can dangle shiny things and impress a hood rat. And niggas like that. They like impressing motherfuckers with little nigga trinkets. So when they get with a woman who ain't impressed by that dumb shit, they're like, oh, damn, this bitch is tripping. She bougie. It's, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we got to get on these niggas and make them step their shit up.
Oh, my God.
I've been hearing that a lot lately. Like, dudes have finally been like, you're intimidating.
Yeah.
Because I've been like, I've been trying to figure out, I'll be somewhere. Like, I went out with my homegirl for her birthday, and we went to, like, three different spots. Granted, it was her birthday. She was cute. I was cute, too. Mm-hmm. People were approaching her, and nobody would approach me. So one dude that, like, approached her and, like, was hollering at her, I'm standing right in front of him, so I hear him trying to holler at her. Mm-hmm. So then once we get apart, once I'm not standing next to her and I'm off by myself, he tapped me on my arm like, you was the one I really wanted to talk to. You just look real intimidating. And I'm like, you lame? You just stood behind me and hard as hell trying to holler at my friend.
Oh, damn.
And then you gonna catch me on the flip side like, oh, you was intimidating over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, can I holler at you over here in this corner? Like, no.
What do you think about guys that do that? I've seen guys do that before. Like, they'll holler at you, and if you shut them down, they'll go to your friend.
She didn't
like, what
even shut
that?
Him down.
Oh, she didn't?
She didn't shut him down. She was giving him the convo he wanted. He just came over there to say something to me and probably was like, oh shit, let me say something to her because I look stupid coming over here, you know, not saying nothing.
Right. Mm.
And then he told me on the way out the door, and I was just like, he shouldn't even say nothing.
Yeah, because now you looking like low self-esteem.
Yeah, because some niggas, what a lot of dudes, sometimes it's a numbers game. They'll just like, fuck it, I'm just going to shoot my shot with the whole crew. It's that type of thing and see who bites.
That's what I think lightweight Drake be doing because how he did with Tiffany Haddish. So guys just be doing it. They just get numbers for fun?
Yeah, it's a numbers game. They'll just
why?
Try to...
Why? Just to sit for their confidence?
Yeah.
What is it? To boost their little confidence up?
Yeah, it's to try to smash as many of them as they can so they can say, hey, I smashed that. Especially with like with Drake, and he'll get at Serena Williams and Rihanna and Tiffany Haddish. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay. She's hot right now.
He has no type.
He ain't got no type.
He has no fucking type. He all
over the place. That was just those three people alone. A whole fucking rainbow of shit. Just like anybody.
Man.
He was at Serena game. Y'all seen that?
Yeah.
And she married?
Yeah.
That was kind of...
What you think about that?
Oh, that's kind of weird. That's just weird. I wouldn't...
And then he looked like he was sitting there all dolo and shit. Like,
happy? Like, hey, girl, I see your ass, girl. Yeah. Because he was looking at that ass.
Man.
Oh, we ain't taking no calls today?
The phone lines, the Skype is trippy.
Oh, is that crazy?
Yeah. It automatically downloaded and... The thing is, I can't mute it. It updated, I can't mute the shit for some reason. But let me try something before we get up out of here. I'll try one call. We'll try one call.
I want to tell y'all about a fact that I just read.
What'd you just read?
Louis Vuitton burns their unsold product instead of letting it be sold on discount.
I heard that.
God damn.
I knew that.
See this loud ass bullshit? All shucks now. Here we go now. All right, let's. Hello? 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 Hello?
Did you forget you called?
Okay. Yeah, this nigga sound like he in there wrestling the puppies. Hello?
Hey, Sabi, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Who is this?
Sincere Love to God from Atlanta.
What's
I'm
up?
New York, but I live in Atlanta.
And shout out to Atlanta. What's on your mind, brother?
What's going on, man? Hey, I was having a conversation with one of my dudes about your film series, and we was kind of ranking them. So I want to know what you think. My favorite one is 1804. So I just wanted to know what you think. Like, how do you rank your discography or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, and I was just talking about this the other night. I think 1804 is my favorite right now because just visually, it just looks so good. And so that's pretty much my favorite right now. But we're going to start on Hidden Colors 5. So I got to make Hidden Colors 5 top 1804. So, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. But say hello to the ladies. You haven't acknowledged. You haven't acknowledged the ladies, brother.
I'm just about to say. Shout out to Layla and Bree while you got me here.
Okay. You was about to get the boot off of this show.
Hello.
When you see that lookbook, you going to say,
I would never do that.
No doubt. Well, thanks for the call, brother. And yeah, speaking of the lookbook. Damn. All right, see. Fuck. Damn. I'm sorry, guy. For some reason, Skype, they don't let you mute this shit now. They give you an update and you can't mute the damn sounds now for some reason.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
And but, that 1804, I feel like that message was the one that was buried the deepest.
Yeah.
I never knew any of
Me
that
neither.
About
yeah.
Haiti.
Yeah,
right. Like the other stuff
you kind of heard a little bit.
Yeah,
but they keep that buried. There's a riot in Haiti now.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah. Over the gas prices.
Yeah, they got that puppet leadership over there. They jacked up the gas price and they're like, oh, really? Okay. Give me some of that gas. I'm going to burn all this bullshit down.
Right. But then it's like rioting, is you mess up more.
Right.
Your own property and shit.
Trying to make noise, but still.
But it's not their own property, though. What they're doing, they're attacking those Western owned hotels.
Oh, because okay.
They don't really have nothing anyway.
That's
they're
what
like,
I'm
fuck
saying.
It.
They're that's like, fuck it. I feel like Haiti
we're going to burn
shit.
Your shit down. Right. You know, so I understand. I understand where they're coming from. But shout out to the brothers and sisters of Haiti. That's why you guys need to get the new movie, 1804.
Yeah. I was supposed to be in it. I was supposed to be in it, but I had just started working with you, Tariq, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Sarah came.
She came, and I was supposed to
but
be in it.
But imagine Layla in 1804.
I know, with bundles and shit.
She got bundles.
And her nails done. In rouge.
With her red lip gloss.
I know,
gloss
red
on.
Ass lip gloss and shit. I'm like, what? That ain't no slave clothes.
She'll stand out like a sore ass thumb. Like,
wait.
I know. Picking cotton with her ass tooted up. I know, ass all in the air. Massa, is this
pose.
Enough cotton, Massa?
Y'all, that's Layla's favorite pose.
I know, that's Layla's favorite pose. Busting it open with that leg. That leg, there you go. That's Layla.
Go to hell.
Massa, do you need more tobacco, Massa?
Well, we're going to be in a new one. Are we going to be in Hidden Colors 5?
Yeah, we're going to have some reenactment scenes. I got to. Right.
You got to find one for me and Bree. I don't know how you going to hide her titties. What's she going to do?
I don't know. She going to be a big titty slave. Like, nursing those, somebody.
I was going to say, those were around.
Yes, man. Breastises. But yeah, I'm going to find some in there for you guys.
So you're going to do that before you do the other movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. We got to do Hidden Colors 5.
See how you try to put her. See, I can't even have a lead role.
But no, there's a lot of reenactments we're going to do. We're going to do a lot of stuff about African warfare. So I can have y'all some African warriors.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I think I was an African warrior in my other life.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. I know how to do for a dance real. And everything. Like, yes. For real, for real.
But y'all can't be having all them damn bundles and shit. You understand?
Well, what I gotta do? Have an afro?
Yeah, y'all got might have to have a little Wakanda ball head or something.
Oh, yeah, I'll go bald for that.
Yeah, we could put like a little ball mask thing, you know.
I'll go
bald
for that.
We could do that. I'll do that.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I want to kick some ass, though. I need
me too.
The real attire.
Right.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
With the stick.
Yeah,
I need all of that.
He has some really nice stuff. I seen
in 1804, we got like some real old French costumes. So we went to the real store to get the real shit. So, yeah. That's coming pretty soon.
Oh, that's gonna be nice.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock now. Well, the time has rushed by, didn't
y'all
it?
Y'all crazy.
Man.
Wait, can we do are we gonna do the shimmy?
Okay,
shimmy?
Let's let Layla get it popping. Hold on, let's get the music popping. Let's get it, because Layla keep asking about it. So Layla's about to do the dance. Let's get it going, Layla.
Get it over, because it's the last day for it.
Yes, and we're not gonna be here next week.
Okay.
Because
thanks for letting us know.
No, it's Brie-ass. Brie. Oh, Brie's,
it's Brie-ass.
Oh,
yeah.
She ain't going to be here.
She ain't going to be here.
Why you guys put me on blast, though? Damn.
Damn, girl.
No, that's Brie.
It's my fault then.
Brie is going to Chi-Town.
Okay. And Layla was supposed to come.
I was supposed to come. Mm-hmm.
And what
it's
happened?
Still, it's still not too late.
Yeah, I leave tomorrow, so let's go.
Oh, you're leaving tomorrow? Wait, when are you coming back?
The 17th.
That's what I'm saying. It's still not too late. I might go.
Well, bring your ass then. Layla ain't coming, y'all.
I might be there. No, for real. Seriously.
I would love to go back to Chicago because I'm like, damn, food, man. We had a good ass time in Chicago.
We're not going to be working. We're not working anyway. I'm going to go.
So, yeah, we're not going to be here next week, guys. But so y'all get to enjoy Layla and Bree right now. And Bree is and Layla's about to do the dance. Hold on, Layla. What's the dance called? The shimmy? What the fuck is going on?
No, the shiggy.
The song
shiggy?
Is In My Feelings, by Drake.
You have to go to In My Feelings.
Okay, I can't play it on here because they'll flag me.
Oh, shit.
Because it's live on you. But we'll play it. Do it to this shit right here. That's bumping. Hold on.
Oh,
no,
awesome.
You can't do it
to
this.
You have to do it
to got words.
Oh, the Kiki. Oh, Kiki.
Do you love me?
Oh,
are
good.
You riding?
Oh, Lord. I wish I could play it.
Do y'all know how many people tried to marry me off the tie on Instagram?
Off the what?
Off to tie. They tried to marry me to tie the dude from last week.
Oh, yeah, the dude who came in.
They was like, that's your husband, girl. You better, like, damn.
I was saying, that's your husband, too. I was like, you can turn him out, girl.
You're going to get that young dude and breastify him.
Breast friend.
I was like, damn,
Ty's
y'all trying to
dude.
Marry me off harder than my mom and daddy.
I know.
Shit.
Yeah, Ty's a good dude.
He's a good one, though. He's a good guy.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, what y'all got? What y'all doing this week? Besides, I know Bree's leaving.
You're leaving tomorrow,
right? Yeah, she's leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm going to go eat really good. Oh, when I come back, I'm working. I'm doing an Insecure premiere event.
Okay.
Oh, that's dope.
Yes, I'm getting. Soon as I get next to Issa Rae. Soon as I get next to her. So I wanted to ask you this.
Yeah.
How do you approach a celebrity in the midst of something like a premiere event and talk to them about being mentored? Because it's hard to reach these people through social media outlets and, like, you know, when you don't have a contact. So how do you do that without looking like a damn creep?
Right. Just step to them and just let them know what you're doing. You know, just let them know that you're doing some stuff in Hollywood. You're new to town and you're trying to get some things popping behind the scenes in front of the camera and you need some mentorship. And if you just break it to them like that, I think a lot of them, if they got a good head on their shoulders, they can respect it.
You know who had a good idea? The girl at your video shoot, Jessica?
Yeah.
She handed me her card, and her card was really dope. And I was like, damn, your cards are dope. And I was like, damn, everybody always asks me, do I have a card? And I'm like, no. She was like, the reason why you should have a card is because everybody's always, like, busy and going around. And you can't be like, oh, my Instagram is misled. Yeah. You know, just be like, here you go. And then they'll be like, okay.
Yeah, you got something physical. Yeah.
People have me physical shit, and I toss it, though, sometimes. Oh,
if you have a good, like, encounter with them, make good eye contact, your presence know, they might be like, you know what? I might call her.
Yeah.
Or at least check out her Instagram or see what she got popping.
Absolutely.
You know I mean?
Yeah, you definitely got to have
those cards. I thought that was a great idea, and she had some dope. She didn't have
her
no
cards
cheap.
Are nice. Yeah,
her
cards
shit didn't look
nice.
Cheap. It looked dope. Mm-hmm. It looked nice.
And y'all gonna see Jessica. She's my leading lady in the video.
She's so cute.
Real fly, cute as hell.
Very
cute.
She was. She looked like Gabrielle.
Yeah, she has Gabrielle Union
no,
vibe.
No, she looked like Tika Sumter.
Oh, she did.
Yes, she looked like a mix between Tika and Gabrielle. Gabrielle Sumter. That's what she looked like. So we had a good ass time in the video. I had my silk pajamas on the ass.
Oh my God.
You talking about your silk sheets.
Man.
Tell about them slippers.
Oh, I had my polar bear pimping slippers.
How did you find that size?
Oh, yeah, I know. I had to order them special. But the video should be out next weekend.
Oh, it's next week?
Yeah. They're editing the video now. So hopefully the video will be out next weekend. So
we're
you guys,
a reality show coming out with y'all editing asses.
Oh, yeah, man. I had to get another editor.
Really?
Yeah, this one editor was just dragging ass.
Wow.
Yeah, so I had to get another editor. So, yeah, that's still coming. That's definitely
What about
coming.
The lookbook? We got all kind of shit coming
out. Yeah, the lookbook.
Wait for it.
Yeah, the lookbook is going to be ready in a few weeks. Okay. So that's already, they're printing that up now.
Yeah.
So that's definitely coming, and I can't wait for that.
What about Hidden Colors 5?
That's how his callers be. Nah, when is this coming?
I know. Everybody's asking my head. We're going to start filming that next month, definitely. We're
going to
start filming Hidden Colors 5 next month. So, but the Egyptian Musk album comes out.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Yes, the Egyptian Musk album comes out July 20th. I got so many shits coming out.
Okay.
The album is on the 20th. iTunes, Google Play, all that stuff.
So I love that song, though. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only one I really heard.
Yeah, I know. Besides It's Time. The song is called City Light. So real fun, smooth, laid-back song. So that's going to be real fun. But anyway, Layla, what is your Instagram?
Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
Okay.
And Miss Bree, what is your Insta?
One time for the... that's the first time you ever got it right.
I know.
I'm at It's Bree Small, ITSBRISMALL. Check your girl out.
That is what's up. And I'm at Tariq Elite at Instagram. Now, I'm thinking about Chicago now. Some Chicago barbecue.
Let's go.
I'm thinking about some fucking Chicago food. This whack food out here in LA.
Man, that's why people be like, oh, you don't eat. Oh, you just protein bars. I'm like, I'd rather eat a protein bar than nasty ass food.
Come back 10 pounds heavier.
My God.
Bree, I'm coming for real. I'm about to get a buddy pass.
I-57 Jerk Villa.
I'm coming.
Harold's Pizza Puffs. It's about to go down.
Layla, look up a flight for me and you on Spirit.
Yo ass ain't flying no Spirit. Y'all think
he's so bougie. He don't dare fly no damn Spirit.
He wouldn't dare.
He would never dare.
He'll be walking onto the plane like this.
With a mask on.
Don't nobody touch me. Bougie ass.
My God. Love it. Anyway, y'all, we're going to holler at you guys, man. In a couple of weeks, y'all be good. Peace.
Peace.
I say peace.